Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Veteran activist Annette Sykes says the weekend's hui āmotu at Tūranga Waiwai Marae in the weekend was a show of strength. The lawyer and Ngāti Pikiao Kai Kōrero says the 10,000-strong crowd reflected a movement woven together through decades of struggle and efforts to protect ways of life and tino rangatiratanga.
It set quite clear a context for how the objectives of kotahitanga, rangatiratanga and mana Māori motuhake will actually act as beacons to guide te ao Māori in what must be one of the most difficult times with the New Zealand Crown that we've had since they arrived in the early 1840s.
The discussions from the hui are expected to continue at this week's celebrations at Rātana and onto the Waitangi commemorations. A new study has found elderly Māori are less likely to live in squalor than their Pākehā counterparts. The Public Health Communications Centre surveyed age concern branches and local body environmental health officers to assess the extent of the problem. Co-author Dr. Jonathan Jarman says he followed up by asking Māori about the disparity in the Māori rate and identified three factors.
Māori are more likely to be living in rental properties, which means the landlord would have moved them on when it got that bad. There are not so many elderly Māori compared with Pākehā. Perhaps tikanga, being brought up in te ao Māori and tikanga and tapu anō, meant it was less likely that people would live in these sorts of conditions.
Dr. Jarman says a coordinated multi-agency approach is needed to take care of those living in those conditions. Māori economic support organisation Tapu Wairoa is taking to the road to encourage Māori business startups. Chief Executive Te Pū Oho Kātene says the Rakahinonga Roadshow will be facilitated by expert business mentors Sarah Tuffer and Amy McLean, who will provide participants with the tools and skills to progress their business ideas into reality. Tapu Wairoa, which is funded by the Māori Fisheries Settlement, sees entrepreneurship as a pathway to mana motuhake. Mr. Kātene says managing aspiration is a major impediment of Māori business success.
You know, we all have these ideas, that idea is probably no good anyway, and so we end up killing our dream before it even gets a chance to live a bit. So what we really want to do is make sure that if there's an idea, that you see no barriers for yourself in achieving those, and we can provide a pathway to develop that alongside in a safe way and create a community of support around you as you go.
As well as holding Rakahinonga Roadshow sessions in Gisborne and Opotiki next month, the Tapu Wairoa team will also host an online wānanga on March the 2nd. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodoo!